Facebook.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. A happy Monday evening to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And Johnson.
And we want to hear from you tonight. Anything goes at 800-259-9231. If it's your first time listening, it's very simple, isn't it, Manwich?
All you got to do is give us a call, tell us your name, tell us where you're calling from, what you want to talk about, and how you're listening.
And
there's no big screening process.
That's right. We put you on the air.
Yep, just like that.
Whether it be personal or political, anything goes. Again, 800-259-9231. If you're just not prepared to get on the phone lines and you'd rather craft your thoughts and send them off via email, you're welcome to do that at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com.
Speaking of freetalklive.com. There's all kinds of archives on there that you can download. It's from the last 6 days. You can post to your heart's contents on our BBS board. There's thousands of posts with hundreds of posters. Or you can look at our Shrine of Female Listeners.
You sure can. And, again, that's all free on the house at freetalklive.com. Quick programming note. Expecting to welcome back WARL tonight, so that'll be good. We'll talk about them a little bit more in the 9 o'clock hour. But also, you notice there's, if you've been listening in the past few weeks, you notice that there's a new voice on the show tonight. And if you've been listening for a long time, then you know the voice isn't really new. It's Johnson, who's been on the show a number of times in the past. We've kind of been doing a little bit of experimental radio. This show been around for 2 years in various different forms, various different hosts throughout the years.
But it's mainly been a three-person show.
Up until recently. It had been a three-person show. And we just wanted to experiment with a two-person show. We put a poll up on the website. And you know what? I got to say...
And you know how uncomfortable polling can be.
It can be. I got to say, the two-person show was a success. I mean, you and I did a great job together, Manwich.
You're firing me.
But I felt like there was still an element missing, and that third person brings in the extra element of humor, the kind of randomness that the third person brings in that we don't have necessarily between the two of us every night of the week. So we're going to be doing more experimenting this week.
We've got to start a fun drive for my severance package.
So we're going to be doing more experimenting on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We're going to have a third person on the show.
Okay.
So Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, it's still going to be just me and you.
Oh, how boring.
Now, it's not going to be too difficult to get your hands around this. It's Mondays, Johnson Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesdays are Jason Wednesdays.
Jason Wednesdays.
Fridays are Scott Fridays.
Okay.
So we're actually...
I love Scott. He's so funny.
He is very funny. And that's why I think it's great for... I think it's going to be good that he's going to be on Friday, because Fridays tend to be the nights where everybody's out and about, and really, as far as caller participation, and this is a very caller-heavy, caller-centric show, as far as caller participation, Fridays tend to be lower than the others, so having a little bit of a higher humor quotient might be perfect for people who are out and about on their Friday nights. Anyway, so you're going to have three extra personalities in here during the week, and each one lends their own uniqueness and own specialness to the show. So, Johnson, good to have you back here.
All right.
We think you're special, Johnson.
That said, why don't we start with you? What do you have on your mind tonight, sir? And again, you can interrupt the show anytime, listeners, at 800-259-9231. This is the show about you. But if you don't call, we have to bring stuff up.
I want to talk about an article that I read recently that's talking about how Blockbuster and Netflix may be dying off.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How could Blockbuster die off?
Well, I'm a member of Netflix, and I happen to be a huge fan of the service. What's going on?
Well, okay, what it says here is, the nation's number one video chain hopes to prolong its life with a hostile bid for the number two video store chain, Hollywood Entertainment. But make no mistake, it's dying. The whole video store industry is
Aren't
dying.
Aren't most of them right next to each other? Hollywood and Blockbuster?
They're pretty, I don't know.
Interesting what they're going to do there.
Huh.
But this article says that the whole video store industry is dying, too.
Wow.
Because meanwhile, some high-rolling financiers are picking at the corpses.
Now, you see, I would think that the whole industry is dying because of Netflix. Why does it say they are dying?
No, it's dying because of Netflix-like enterprises.
Huh.
Because if you think about it, these other companies, such as Walmart, has gotten into
That's true.
Thing. McDonald's has gotten into. Yep.
You can rent a video at a McDonald's?
Renting?
Yes.
What do they do?
There's kiosks that they're it says here, McDonald's is experimenting in Denver with kiosks that dispense rental DVDs for $1 in a bid to drive traffic to their food counters.
Well, how's
supermarkets,
that gonna happen?
Pharmacies, convenience stores, and bookstores also sell or rent DVDs for the same reason. There's these kiosks now that you can get, and I've seen commercials for them, like those little infomercials on TV, mm-hmm. where basically you can purchase this kiosk or get into this kiosk program, and then you stock these kiosks with DVDs, and people can just go up and rent them from the kiosk.
How many DVDs could you possibly keep in a kiosk?
Can't be very many.
Probably enough if they're in
actually,
sleeves.
Yeah, if they're in sleeves, sure. You just have a bunch of drawers that you keep them in.
Well, what
or
are they,
rotating. I would think it would be some sort of rotating.
What does it deliver it in, though? I mean, how do I carry my DVD? Is it just the disc?
It would just be a paper sleeve, what I would think. Which is how Netflix mails their DVDs.
The McDonald's... Where do they have them? At malls? Or that's
They'll
the only place I ever
malls,
see kiosks.
They'll have them in stores. I mean, not a kiosk. Okay, more like a vending machine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A McDonald's DVD vending machine.
Yeah. Basically, is the way you have to think
so
about it.
So, it basically be like the hot hits, then. The new releases would probably be what they stock in there.
Have you ever seen for example, you go to Walmart, you can do-it-yourself photo machine?
Yeah, the Kodak machine.
Those have been fairly recent development. Well, this is kind of like the same size device, but for vending DVDs.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. There's all sorts of these devices popping up places. It's like a new thing that's going on now.
Normally the new thing sort of hit the Tampa Bay area, and I haven't seen any of it around here. Maybe it's just I don't get out of the house.
That's probably the case.
I get out, and I haven't seen these things.
That's fascinating.
They're meant to be, unobtrusive unless you're looking for it and you want to use the product. So I haven't seen them hit McDonald's, but in the article, obviously, it says that McDonald's is just experimenting with this in Denver right now. So
it doesn't, obviously, the benefit would be it doesn't have the overhead of a video rental store. They don't have to pay the employees to man it. They don't have to pay the power or pay the rent or anything like that. I mean, they probably, like most vending machines, I've actually invested, believe it or not, I've investigated the vending business. Because I thought about being a candy vendor once in the past, and it's
that's just your kind of job too.
It's an interesting business. You basically go into locations where people tend to wait around a lot, and you talk to the management there. You say, "Hey, I noticed you don't have any candy or soda or snack vending machines. Or I guess in this case, DVD.
DVD
vending machines. I'll put one of my vending machines here, and I'll give you 10% or something like that on a monthly basis. And so all you're doing is you're basically renting the space from somebody, but you don't even have to pay rent. You're just giving them a percentage. And as long as you're willing to make the investment in the machines, you're good to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is very interesting.
Yeah. Definitely.
Although in one machine, the amount of selection would have to be limited. I could see a kiosk having a big selection, but you'd have to have someone running that. The vending machine, it would seem to me like new releases would be all you could pretty much stock there.
I've heard on a lot of these, I've heard on radio commercials that they have now change vending machines.
Yeah, change sorting.
Change sorting. Well,
yeah.
Change sorting, but it gives you a receipt and you go to the counter at the local supermarket.
Those are brilliant.
Yeah. Now, it says
7 to 10%.
Is where you can see, find those.
Is it 10%?
I've seen 7 to 10%.
10% regularly.
But there's $10 billion in spare change in that
that's
people
amazing.
Have. Come on, $10 billion?
Sure,
that's a lot of.
Well, that's your market size, but it's not necessarily going to be that's going to be dumped into your machines. I mean, that's what you could tap into, basically.
I thought you were saying nationwide. I mean,
that means that there's $30 in spare change that every man, woman, and child in America has.
I believe it. I believe that, absolutely. 800-259-9231. Of course, you have to factor in the people with the water jugs full of change in the house. God, how do you move that thing? 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up what's on your mind. We'll be back.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant super germs to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net. Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the number you need to get interactive with us. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air. And I got some interesting emails today that we'll talk about in a moment. But right now, we're talking about the video rental situation in this country. My, oh my, how things, they are changing. Obviously, as of a few years ago, VHS was the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then DVD, of course, came out in the late 90s and just exploded onto the scene after, I think, the year 2000 probably was the real hit year for DVD. And somewhere around there, the rental services, the mail rent-by-mail services were created, Netflix and a few others that have gone since gone out of business. Netflix probably the number one service. And we've got Johnson here with us tonight, who is explaining this all to us. Of course, it's Ian here with you also.
And Manwich.
And Johnson.
Oh, yes, and Johnson. And so get back into this, because I want to know, I can see, and what you're, just to recap, what is going on here. Why is Blockbuster Video being threatened by McDonald's? Can you explain that just briefly for the people who are just tuning in?
Okay, well, McDonald's is getting into the whole movie biz by introducing these kiosks, these DVD rental kiosks. But I don't think that that's going to be successful. I'll be honest with you right now. I don't think that that venture is really going to threaten anyone.
I don't think so either. But it's interesting.
Here's what you know. Here's what this says about Blockbuster going away, and why Blockbuster is going to experience some problems. Blockbuster is obviously trying to buy Hollywood Video, and what I like the quote here: "The truth is that combining Hollywood with any other video store chain is like handcuffing two drunks together. They could prop each other up for a while, but they are bound to stumble."
Interesting.
Basically,
are they suggesting that these chains are so bloated that there's no way they could possibly?
Yes. Viacom Entertainment dropped Blockbuster in October. And they said that
really?
They believe that Blockbuster would be better off on its own. And what they meant was that Viacom would be better off without Blockbuster.
Wow, I had no idea that happened. Did they sell them off to somebody else?
I guess. Or no, they just left them off on their own. I don't know. You know, maybe they sold them to the owners of Blockbuster.
Can companies do that? Just kind of sever an arm and have it run on its own without being still tied to the parent company anymore?
Well, they can sell it to the CEOs of the company
could
or whatever.
Could be. Okay.
Give it to the stockholder. I don't know exactly how that works. But and then to answer your question about Netflix, movie studios have learned that they can make money by flooding the market with inexpensive DVDs for sale at the same time they release them to the video stores for rent. That gives consumers an intriguing choice. Why pay $4 for rent when you can buy for $12 or $20?
That's true. Now, back in the old days, if you used to run a video store, you'd get the video, the VHS tape, in advance
of
the actual movie release. Now, if you're a video store, you'd be paying about $100 for a freaking VHS tape, which was absolute insanity, but you'd make it back in the rentals, obviously. And then after a few months, or I don't even remember how long the window was, after a few weeks.
Right, it was a while. It was like 3 to 6 months, even.
Really? Was it that long?
Yeah, it was pretty long.
That's
I remember it was long. Then, you know, the other thing, you know, this way you can build up your own personal video library and not have to worry about late charges, but also...
Well, I say that's a scam, because I had a huge VHS library. Some of them were recorded, some of them were...
That problem is eliminated now with digital. That's the one thing that I'm very happy about digital, is that transferring from format to format now, it's very hard to transfer from an analog format to a digital format, but I don't think that problem is going to exist any time in the near future.
So you don't think they're going to come up with some new format?
HD DVD is on its way.
Even if it's HD DVD, that's still a digital format.
Oh, okay.
So in other words, transferring your DVD to an HD DVD is very easy.
It'll take you a couple seconds. But if you're a video file like me, then it's not something you're going to want to do.
Yeah, but most people...
you're going to want the HD.
Well, yeah, you would want to get the new format, but you could still have your old stuff. Whereas the problem with VHS is that is, like, so outmoded that it's like you don't even want to have the VCR.
Awful. Right.
Yeah, it's a terrible experience. I'm sure that the HD DVD players will be backward compatible, kind of like how PlayStation 2 can play the PlayStation 1 games.
Yeah, so the VHS DVD transfer, that's not even an issue anymore, I don't think. This also says here, about Netflix. Cheap, lightweight DVDs are easily mailed, too. This feature gave rise to Netflix, which pioneered the online mail-order subscription model. Unfortunately, this idea is so widely copied by Walmart, Blockbuster, and soon even Amazon.com that Netflix days are also numbered. Because if you think about it, Netflix can't compete with those huge... you know, mega companies.
I wonder about that, because Netflix has a significant subscriber base.
Right, but...
I mean, millions of subscribers... I mean, not maybe it's not... Yeah, it is about 2 million subscribers. You take that, multiply it times $20 a month, they're doing pretty good, considering their overhead is some...
warehouse somewhere.
You know, some room they're renting in a warehouse somewhere with CDs in it and a little bit of postage. I can't see how this is really threatening Netflix.
Now, here's how I'll explain. There's some other things that it brings up, and I'll take it even a step further that the article doesn't even go into. They also say, you know, they talk about the kiosks and McDonald's and supermarkets, pharmacies and whatnot, but they also say there's TiVo and digital video recorders, including ones from Comcast and EchoStar. Why suffer long lines and slow-witted clerks at Blockbuster when you can record what you want from TV and fast-forward through
the
commercials?
Plus, video on demand is now hitting the markets as well, right? Where you can actually, instead of having to wait for a pay-per-view to start, can't you nowadays order it instantly, and it's delivered to you?
Right, and get that. Now, I'm going to take this even one step further, and here's why these services are going to go away. TiVo is launching its TiVo Untethered program right now, and what that's going to be...
TiVo Untethered.
So basically what that's going to mean is that finally TiVo is entering into a place using digital rights management where you can actually share your video files, and I'm automatically getting this feature because I'm a TiVo owner, and I'm very happy. I'm able to transfer stuff to my computer.
Oh,
very
my
soon
goodness.
They're untethering it, so I'm so happy about this. But here's where I think that comes into play.
So you could theoretically put that up on file sharing if you wanted to violate
the law.
There's
supposedly going to be some protections against that using digital file management, but I'm sure that's going to be cut through like butter. But
gotta hand it to those pirates, man.
Yeah.
They're on the case.
They're way more innovative than anyone in the commercial industry could ever dream to be.
Right.
The thing I think about this is that they're probably going to be some sort of a digital delivery system, like on-demand video, but straight to a PVR, so that you just get a download through the net.
There's a PVR?
Personal video recorder, like a TiVo.
Okay.
There are different models from different companies, so the generic term is PVR.
Right. Got it.
There's a technology concept called convergence. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of convergence, but what convergence is all these different devices that we have are converging. So you get devices that you have...
You won't need as many devices in the future.
At one point you have two different devices that do, you know, two different things, and then you know, as time goes on, you get one device
that
does
PlayStation.
Both of those.
Look at the PlayStation 2. It not only does it play video games, it also plays DVDs.
Right.
And CDs, and, you know,
so the concept, if you think about the concept of convergence, what's going to happen is these cable boxes that are also PVRs are also going to be these internet-connected digital delivery systems for movies, so that you can get a movie and it'll be on your DVR or your PVR or whatever, and then you can just take that and, you know, put it on your computer or whatever.
And here's a question for you. How long is it going to be until Hollywood figures out that they can cut out the movie theaters? Do you think that movie theaters will ever go away as we know them?
I don't know.
Because obviously nobody can reproduce that big screen, but if Hollywood released their movies over this convergence system for $3 a ticket or $2 a ticket to undercut the movie theater's prices, and all of that profit went to the studio, they might do something like that. Anyway, 800-259-9231 if you've got an opinion. Fascinating stuff. I love technology, and I'm all for change. It's a good thing. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live, and it's Monday night. Dean here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we want to talk to you about whatever it is that's on your mind. Whether it be personal or political, anything goes. Or technological, as Johnson has brought up tonight. This whole idea of, wow, Netflix already possibly living out its last days. Competition, I mentioned this last week, I think it was, that Blockbuster, I saw, apparently, again, they're now into this rent-by-mail system.
Here's how I'll say that Netflix has got an advantage at this point. Hmm. They do digital delivery. They're the first one to do digital delivery download. In other words,
really?
You can download your movie and watch your movie through Netflix's website.
Maybe I just haven't been on their site in a long time, and I haven't looked at
that. That's part of a plan. So, you know, one of your movies
growing,
out can be a download.
Growing with this trend.
Oh, yeah.
What you're saying.
Well, I'd
that's
have
good.
To say that Blockbuster has something on the rest of them, too, and that is bricks and mortar. And you can go in and take a look at, oh, yeah, I'd like to see Highlander again.
Well, they have that. I mean, you can go online and see Highlander.
Yeah, you can see that. But here's the thing: is instant delivery as opposed to waiting a day for mail. You can go in, and you know, I will tell you, you're a member of Netflix. I'm a member of the Blockbuster.
I think people like to shop. I think you guys are discounting the whole shopping experience. Is people like to shop?
Yeah, but people also like convenience.
The Amway doesn't deliver everybody's dry goods. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but people also like convenience. Manage.
Well, I'm going to discount your statement by saying that more and more people are shopping online rather than going to stores.
They
it's
are,
much
but they're
more
shopping
popular
for certain
now.
Things. I don't.
Who the hell? I really think that Netflix's sales pitch is pretty effective, and Blockbuster's sales pitch is pretty effective. Yeah. There's no late fees, which is a huge deal. Apparently, most Americans just can't get those movies back on time.
I sure couldn't.
Okay.
I started buying movies because I couldn't get the damn things back on time.
Yeah. I mean, you must be like most Americans. I mean, I never have had that trouble myself, but then again, I haven't really been renting movies since I was in high school. And I got to say that the point I was going to make about Blockbuster and Netflix is, I mean, this is good. This is good for consumers. All of this change, you see, companies don't necessarily like change, but if they can adapt, like you're saying Netflix is and these other companies
it's
are.
It's not good for Blockbuster.
Well, whatever. That's too bad for them. Good for the consumers, though, because Blockbuster came out with their service at X amount of dollars. It was something like $21 a month. Or no, they did it for $19.99, right? And so I emailed Netflix. Because Netflix was still doing it for $21.99, Blockbuster offering it for $19.99, basically the same deal. And I said, hey, you guys, Blockbuster is offering this for this price. I'm thinking about going over there. They emailed me back. They said, well, we're not going to change our prices.
But Blockbuster's now $14.99.
Are you serious?
Blockbuster said it would lower its monthly fee from $17.49 to $14.99 for its Netflix-like service.
Wow, price war.
Yeah.
Because then Blockbuster, then Netflix lowered their price to $17.99. So, man, this is just great.
Here's what it says. Just before Christmas, Blockbuster said it would lower its monthly fee from $17.49 to $14.99 for its Netflix-like service. The announcement came shortly after Blockbuster said it would cut late fees for in-store rentals. Blockbuster said it expects to lose income of between $250 and $300 million in 2005 as a result of eliminating late fees. Imagine that, taking $250 million a year from customers who are too busy, too lazy, or too forgetful to return their videos. This is a business model that deserves to die.
Hey, all right. I think this is great news.
Whoa. Yeah.
Isn't it amazing?
I'm floored by that number. I can't believe that it was $250 million.
Yeah, Blockbuster, after
late fees,
after getting spun off from Viacom, Blockbuster posted a $1.26 billion loss on $4.33 billion of revenue.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to pay the rent.
Yeah,
it's going to be tough to pay those
brick and mortar going away. They can't afford them.
I think
there's no
just
reason
a prediction.
For them.
It's not true. It's just a prediction.
Well, yeah, that's probably true. I think that we were talking about the movies before we went to break, and talking about the movie theaters, and if there's this digital demand and whatnot of home theater systems, and I think it's cost prohibitive at the current time for most people to set up their own really nice home theater
system.
But I think those prices are coming down, and I think that as more and more people are able to create the home theater systems and actually get their act together and don't have completely improperly calibrated home theater systems, which is what the majority of people have now, I think that we will see a return to movie theaters being like they used to be as an experience, like drive-ins and the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I don't know if we'll ever go back to drive-ins.
I don't know, man. I think it could be, I don't know. I'd go to a drive-in. If there were a drive-in in this area, I'd go to it.
I would go.
Yeah.
Just because it'd be nostalgia,
people,
it'd be cool. I'd never been to one.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people from our generation, I think, would hop right on that.
I think
it was cool.
The last time I saw a news article about a drive-in was, it said something about there might be 7 of them left in the entire nation.
Wow.
So they're out there, and the way they do it nowadays is with an FM transmitter for the audio. So instead of having the crummy little speakers that you have to pull up next to, they got an FM transmitter, so you can literally tune in on your car stereo and listen, you know, adjust your volume, or if you got a real good stereo system, you'd have some good sound.
Especially with the new digital projectors out there, I mean, if you were to really do some better technology, you could have really nice bright screens as opposed to kind of the torn, old, weathered screens they have, you know, at some of these theaters.
It'd be tough, but you could do it.
I went to drive-ins in high school, so it hasn't been that long.
Really?
Yeah. There was a drive-in.
I mean, that's 20 years ago, dude.
It wasn't that long. Yeah,
you're
in fact,
34
I was
now.
In high school 20 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, talking about the future of technology, the future of movies. I just think it would be a cool idea for the movie companies, for the actual Hollywood studios who've been bitching and moaning about file sharing, to embrace digital technology and literally... I mean, imagine that if Universal Pictures offered their next release simultaneously with the release in the theaters. Sure, most people would probably be watching it on their computer monitors or possibly on their regular television screens. But if they could get it for $3, and instead of having to go to the theater, instead of going to the theater and spending 10 times three to bring three people there, I mean, that's going to convince a lot of people to say, well, maybe I don't mind not having a home theater system. I mean, so even people who don't have home theaters might be attracted to something like that just based on a cost basis.
Yeah, I think if the movie studios were released that without any sort of theater release, yeah, I'd pay a little bit more.
It's kind of sad, though. Americans are getting more and more... like, less leaving... They're not leaving their house as much.
Good. It's a less chance of death. I mean, think about how many people... I'm serious. I'm so glad that, for the most part, I mean, I spend my day making phone calls. I don't have to go into an office, so it's less time that I'm driving around on the roads. And, I mean, how many people die every year?
All that money you paid for uniforms and business attire and getting your clothes pressed.
Well, whatever. I mean, you go out once in a while, you might as well wear it to Walmart. But... It's just amazing. Yeah, things are changing, and it's a good thing.
I don't know, man. I'm with Manwich on this one. You need to get out of the house every once in a while.
I get out of that. I've got some errands to run tomorrow. But my
man, you need to get out of the house for social occasions every once in a while.
Are you kidding? I have
go to a club. Go to a, you know.
Clubs.
Not necessarily a club. Go to a park. I mean, whatever, you know,
park.
Walk on the beach.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you live in one of the most beautiful communities in the world here in Tampa Bay area, and you... Never go to the beach.
Well, I think
Sarasota's been voted three times in a row one of the nicest places in the country to live.
Yeah. Well, anyway, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We want to hear about what's important to you and what it is that's on your mind, whether it be politics or personal, or you want to talk tech. I mean, we're not going to get too techy. I don't think that we have we? I mean, man, what you would say, we've crossed the line. I mean, this is general stuff. Everybody loves the movies. Everybody loves watching TV. Not me, personally, but I like movies.
And everybody loves saving money.
I love movies, and you're right about those prices of home theater systems coming down. They are dropping like rocks. Competition's there, too. Competition, good. Imagine if government built all of our TV sets. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The phones are open for you to take control and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. We could be deep in a conversation about the future of movies and digital content and distribution and... again, anything goes on this show. Sometimes we'll be political, sometimes we'll be personal, sometimes somewhere in between the two. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Again, anything goes at 1-800-259-9231. Speaking of things digital, I mean, have we tapped out on this conversation? Is there anything else that anyone wanted to add?
Oh, I think that we're pretty much done with it. I want to hear the emails.
Oh, dude, get this. I got this email today because I'm selling my laptop on eBay. And my buy it now price was $750. So that means that someone could come in there, look at the auction, and look at the initial bid and say, forget it, I don't want to mess with this bidding, I'll buy it now at that price. And then it'd be sold and I'd have to send it to them. Contract, it's a contract, basically. and someone sent me an email via the ask the seller a question option and said, I'd like to pay you $900 for your laptop, and I'd like to have it sent to my friend in Africa who is having a wedding as a wedding gift. And I thought, oh, okay, that's interesting.
How nice.
Yeah. His stipulation on the email was that I would have to be able to send it quickly. Like, he would send the payment, and then I'd have to send it within, you know, 24 hours because right. The wedding's 3 to 4 days away. So there was a sense of urgency in the email. Automatically, my antenna went up. I mean, I saw Africa, and of course, we all know that all the scams get, you know, there's a lot of internet scams that have to do with some bank account in Africa or the
Nigeria.
The rich millionaire in the Congo or whatever. And so there was that, and then the fact that the guy wanted to pay $150 more than what I was asking for the buy. Now, I kind of rationalized that by saying, well, you know, he wants me to cancel the auction. He wants me to run out the door and get this thing
right.
In the mail. So maybe that's why he's paying the extra. Oh, and he said he was going to send me his own FedEx label. So he was going to just give me a prepaid FedEx label to put on the package and deliver it. So I said, and he told me he was going to send it via Western Union to send the money. And now Western Union these days, it doesn't show up at your doorstep. You can do an online immediate payment. Now, honestly, I've never really worked with Western Union before, but I've no reason to believe that they don't have the same speed as PayPal or one of the other immediate payments online. I'm sure they do. They're Western Union. They should.
Right.
And so I responded to the guy. I said, sure, that's no problem. You go ahead and, you know, send me the payment. If once I get payment and once I verify that I've gotten payment, I'll go ahead and cancel my auction and I'll ship the package out, you know, this afternoon or tomorrow morning at the latest. I was more than willing to help this guy out. So he emails me back and he says, all right, well, oh, and by the way, I included my phone number because I said I had some questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he responded, he said, I couldn't call your number. I tried calling your number, but it wasn't true. And so I emailed him back. I said, I'm not sure what you mean by it wasn't true. I mean, I double checked. I gave him the right number. My cell phone's working. So I didn't quite understand why he couldn't make that phone call.
Right.
So then he emails me and says, all right, I've made the payment. You should be getting it. And he said one or two other things. And so I emailed him back. I said, all right, well, as soon as I get verification, I'll get the process started. And so I held off on canceling my auction because, again, my antenna were up here. Remember, people, there are lots of scams on the internet. This is one that might, this is a new one for me. I'd never seen this one before. So just about 20 minutes ago, I get an email in the inbox. This is 6 hours after the guy said that he sent the Western Union payment. Now, if it's Western Union, it should be there within 2 minutes. I mean, that's assuming the internet's working slowly.
Right.
Here's what it says. Western Union auction payments, and by the way, there's little registered symbols and service mark symbols all over this email, in places where it really shouldn't be. Western Union auction payments hereby congratulate you, and at the same time informing you once again that the money order, service mark, sent to you from Ben Gold has been approved. Money order, $900. And then he's got a couple of different fields where he filled in my auction name, where he talks about the laptop. He fills in the auction number. Again, he didn't actually use Buy It Now, so he didn't win the auction. He was trying to do it outside of the auction. And he fills in my name and my address, because I gave him all that. I figured I'd give the guy a shot. Maybe there was a chance he was legitimate. And of course, not my real address. I got a mailbox. But anyway, then, at the very bottom, he says, if there is a mistake in your address, please contact the buyer to correct the above error. And he just randomly capitalizes letters in there, like under contact and buyer. Those letters are capitalized, and they shouldn't be. Then he says, this order has been approved and will be sent. This order has been approved and will be sent as a money order to your address in 5 to 7 days. You can now send the items to the buyer. While your money order is on the way to you, moreover, the above item auction number will be asked for delivering the money order. You will also identify yourself by asking you the auction item number. Huh? A little disjointed English there?
English.
Yeah, I think if Western Union was sending me an email, they'd probably have a form that they send to everybody, and it's probably been vetted and spell checked, and
it would probably be a web like web page like email, HTML email with some graphics and
right.
The yellow and black
that.
Western Union logo.
If he wanted to, he could have done that. He could have spoofed the Western Union page and made it look like it was Western Union. The address,
he's not that talented, obviously.
No, obviously not. And well, he can't speak English correctly.
If you didn't get caught by this,
How many people have? I have no idea. Whoever got caught by this deserves to get caught by it, in my opinion, because it's so obvious. If it came from an address, it's the email address he put on here is westernbankassuredpay@accountant.com. If you go to accountant.com, you get a placeholder. There's nothing there. There is no accountant.com. So the whole thing is total bunk. As though I'm going to send this package to this dude. What's the biggest internet scam that you've seen and maybe fell for? We want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. So as of right now, my laptop's still for sale on eBay. And I'll post the link on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system. So maybe you can bid on it if you want to. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Anything goes, whether it be political or personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. 800-259-9231. You take control. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That is ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air like this one. This one from Mark. He says, Happy New Year, guys. And this is the same Mark that had sent a few disjointed emails over the past couple weeks. This one reads pretty good. He says, I sent you a few emails in the recent past talking about the FCC, media propaganda, etc.
Manwich goose-stepping.
That's right. I'm in my mid-40s, and the whole time sending these emails, I didn't know how young you were. Your knowledge about globalization and its effect on America is refreshing to hear, especially coming from young people like yourselves. Your untamed desire to challenge corruption head-on is great to hear. Keep up the good work.
Well, Now, I don't know as though I feel like I'm that young compared to him.
No, you're 34.
I'm 34.
You're about 10 years younger than he. I am 24.
And I'm 26.
There you go.
So I'm young compared to him, I guess.
Yes. You might be the youngest syndicated talk show radio host in the nation.
It could be.
Could be.
Could be. 1-800-259-9231. So, Mark, thanks for the emails. Not always nice to have your ego scratched. So we're talking about internet scams, and someone attempted to perpetrate one on me today. I didn't fall for it for a moment. I kind of played into it a little bit just to see, you know, what would happen, to see if it was legitimate. Turned out, nope, absolutely not. But
now I got the one from that was sent from, you know, the dignitary from the country, whatever country is, you know, needs my bank account.
Yeah, waits for you.
That one. Yeah. So I went ahead and played with the guide for a while just for kicks.
Oh, really? You responded to it?
Yeah, I don't ever respond to them.
Did he email you back?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He wanted a fax number, you know, something like that. I can't remember. He
wanted your bank routing account, the routing number for your bank account.
Yes, he did want that.
Right.
Now, what if you...
the claim is there's millions of dollars hidden in Africa, or he's an heir to a fortune, or he's a king in Africa, and he's got all this money, but there's no way for him to somehow clean it or pass it through the necessary system, so he wants to use your bank account to clean his money out or something like that.
Yeah, the funny thing is I actually heard a story where this one old lady actually got scammed because she sent them money or something like that,
mm-hmm.
but they actually did send her money first. I'd love to get into the position of where you get them to send you some money.
Oh, yeah.
Open up a new bank account. Give them the router and, you know, the routing numbers, and, you know, say, okay, deposit, you know, you know, when they say that they're going to put so much in and then you send this much or whatever, I'd love to just scam them. I'd love to pull a reverse scam.
There's been an article about where, you know, somebody got them for $80 or something.
I'd love to do that.
I've never heard of that happening. I've never heard of the scammers actually depositing money in anyone's account.
Yep, it has happened.
Well, I mean, most bank accounts require that you have some sort of minimum in there, so you'd have to be careful. I mean,
that's not true. It's a minimum to open an account. However, it's not a minimum to keep the account open.
Got it. Oh, there you go. 1-800-259-9231. Have you ever been scammed over the internet? It's okay. You can tell us about it. Because I've had those come through. I've had the, what do they call it? Phishing, where someone makes up an email to look like your eBay login or the eBay page or the PayPal page, and it always says something like, we've lost your account information. Log in now to update your information. Of course, if you actually do it, then they get your account information, and they can steal your identity / take some of your money.
I always tell them, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Does your mom know you're doing this?
1-800-259-9231. We're going to be back with more Free Talk Live coming up next. If you're